The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We've mentioned throughout the show all of the different stuff that happens in this part of the world, and quite a few people mentioning two big events. They mentioned Electric Picnic and they mentioned the National Ploughing Championships. Of course, Electric Picnic happens in Stradbally, and Thomas Cosby of Stradbally Hall is with me. Thomas, you're very welcome to the Collection, and Anna Marie McHugh is here from the National Ploughing Association as well. You're very welcome as well, Anna Marie. So, I mean, tell me, is work ongoing as we speak out at the site?
Oh, yeah, it is. The trackway has started last week, and our team are out there building the roadways and starting to mark out the stands. So that road is kind of hectic at this stage, getting ready for the picnic and for the ploughing. And also, I want to give a plug, the Stradbally Steam Rally is on at the weekend in Cosby's as well, and it's a lovely local event.
Okay, tell me about that, actually, Thomas.
The Steam Rally would be, I think it's celebrating about its 60th year at this stage, and it's probably the premier, what is the premier sort of festival of steam. So you've got all the steam engines, the locomotives, the steam trainers going in the woods, and then they've got all the vintage stuff on the side as well. So
traditional event, you know, a lovely traditional, which we really missed them when they were away, I think, and it's only now that they're back we really appreciate what we didn't have.
How many, when you say the kind of the roadways around the site are being laid this week, how many kilometres of roadway laid?
Wait for that. 37 kilometres.
No way.
Yeah.
37
kilometres. At least.
You know, you'll have to add five and you could do a marathon.
That's true. That's an idea.
And you could do it every year. So some people do walk a marathon when they're up there. I mean, there's so much to see, isn't there?
There is, really. And even more this year with the World, obviously. That's really exciting for us to be hosting a World contest. But, yeah, it's a bit surreal when you think of you know, the infrastructure that has to be put in for these events. It's just huge.
And, Thomas, the infrastructure that has to be put in for Electric Picnic, I mean, festival organisers, are they very good at getting this up and down quickly, or how much in advance does all of that start?
Well, there's a lot of permanent stuff going in at this stage. I mean, we've gone from 30,000 people about, what, 7 or 8 years ago now, and we're topping 70,000 now, and that's just put a kind of a huge pressure on the site itself. So there's a lot of roads, bridges, telecoms, all this sort of stuff has to go in, and that's been happening since April this year, and so that's kind of coming, that kind of groundwork is coming to an end, and now essentially all the temporary stuff is now moving in. That's from yesterday.
And how important is it then, Thomas, festivals like that, like Electric Picnic, the ploughing, the steam rally as well, to the local economy, not just to kind of the site at Stradbally and to the businesses operating
there? There was an economic impact report done a number of years ago when the festival was much smaller. It was around the sort of kind of 45,000-50,000 mark. And you can see the breakdown. You know, I mean, locally, you know, it's obviously just kind of below a million. And then, you know, sort of, you take the whole of Leinster, it's up into sort of 7 or 8 million. And then if you take the whole country, you know, you're up into, you know, sort of 1 million, you know, depending on the year. So, I mean, there is a huge impact. And that's, you know, essentially when the thing is nearly half the size it is now. So, you know, there hasn't been one done recently, but you can gauge it up from there.
Yeah, we did an economic impact study back in 2011, and look, our event has gone, really has escalated hugely since then. But even at that time, for the Irish economy, it was worth 36 million, I think, just one event. But, you know, even I think Laois has kind of come on so much with these events, because, you know, we have the steam rally, we have the picnic, we have the ploughing.
The Scarecrow Festival.
The Scarecrow Festival is on at the moment. The Folly was on in Coolahill a couple of weeks ago, lovely local festival. And Laois is so central. Even people tell, you know, we're saying to people, the ploughing is on, it's back in Radnesca. Oh yeah, that was so central. And we'd say, but Tullamore was easy, it was Midlands, Carlow was Midlands. No, Laois, it's just, you kind of feel it's central. And we have a great landmark, because if people are not familiar with the ploughing, we say, it's beside the picnic. And they say, really? Yeah, the next field. And Thomas even gives us sheep to shear at the ploughing. So we've great neighbourly things going on there too.
And for people who are used to going to the ploughing, Anna Marie, how different will it look when it's a World event?
The exhibition won't really look different. It'll be out in the ploughing fields. We've got 26 countries taking part. And they're coming from as far away as New Zealand. They're coming from Kenya. They're coming from Australia, all over Europe, which is great. So it'll be actually to see the competitors out in the fields. That's where you'll see the real difference. And then we've a couple of lovely ceremonies that will happen inside where all the activity is. There's a beautiful monument that's built each year when the world is on, and that remains in the host country. And there's a block of marble put into that monument from each participating country. Unveiling ceremonies, we'll have raising of flags, we'll have the president involved in all those kind of activities. So nice events like that happening.
I mean, it is a huge event, and I've been to it a few times. I've never actually seen any ploughing.
Really?
I've never...
This year?
Not once have I seen...
You'll have to get out to see the girl ploughing in the world. Wouldn't that be pretty exceptional?
See what?
We have a girl, and 18, I think she is, Hayley Gruber from America. She's ploughing in the World Contest this year. She came sixth in the World Contest in the USA in 2019, and she's competing and hoping.
And she's only 18 years old.
18 or 19 max, yeah.
Okay, I might be tempted out to the ploughing.
There you go.
Well, you see, the exhibitions, though, are actually such crack. And the last couple of times we've gone, I've went with the kids, and it's just combines,
yes,
tractors,
absolutely.
Diggers.
But I can guarantee
you,
if you brought the kids to see the horse ploughing, they'd want to go back the next time.
Yeah.
The really things like that. People get I suppose they get lost in the exhibition and the kind of on the way home think we never seen ploughing. But we do say it is worth the trip out to have a look.
God, I might even try my hand at it, Anne Marie.
There you go. Well, we'll set you up.
Yeah, well, you set me up and I'll try my hand at a little bit of ploughing. Thomas, I mean, lots of festivals kind of, they come and go. What do you put the longevity of Electric Picnic down to?
That's a very good question. You never want to count your chickens before they hatch, but... Look, I mean, some festivals have stood the test of time. Look at Glastonbury, Leeds, Reading. They've been going 40 years, 50 years plus. So, look, there's no guarantees in life, but I mean, you know, luckily enough, you know, it's a festival that's hit the national imagination, and it's extremely well run, and so far, it's holding its own.
It's a lovely venue, though, as well. Don't tell me, like, I really feel, and I know I'm biased from Leeds. The venue is exceptional. It really is. I just think it. There's an atmosphere in Stradbally Hall. Even if you walk into it today, it's there.
It's the trees. Once you're surrounded by trees, it calms everybody down.
Yeah. I was at a Hunter Trials a few years ago. There you are. Lots of things happen up in Stradbally Hall. When I'm kind of in this spirit of admitting things, like not seeing the actual ploughing, I've only been to Electric Picnic once, Thomas, and I was there the first year it was camping, and I didn't have a ticket. Should I admit that on radio to you?
Well, I've done it. You got in, obviously.
You wouldn't have been the only person without a ticket, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it got a lot more professional in terms of wristbands and everything after that year.
It took a few years. the first few years were a little bit chaotic.
Yeah. But that was great, wasn't it?
It is. Look, I mean, all these things are a learning curve, and we all sort of kind of built together and all grew together.
To what extent, though, is it a process of kind of continual reinvention? You know, I'm sure there's an element of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but at the same time, you've got to make it fresh every year.
Well, it's not me making it fresh. You have to remember that. It's the
person
making it fresh. So, yes, they do. And there'll be a lot of changes this year, you'll see. And they do. They're very brave and very bold. And they do move things around. And they do create new areas and just shake things up. And that's what they're good at.
It's great to be back, Anna Maria, doing this in person, though, again, isn't it?
It is. It's scary. I will say it's scary because, particularly with the World, I'm General Secretary of the World Ploughing, and we haven't had a match since 2019. And you're trying to remember the formal processes for a World Contest, you know, the things you have to do and have to be done right. You get out of practice, too, you know. So it is scary. But then again, I do have to admit the adrenaline is there. And, that's with an event. We miss that. And meeting people and... people on the street, people on the phone, people on email, they're excited to be back out again and they just want to go to an event.
I mean, I hate to bring it up, but I'll do it anyway, though. You must get a little worried when you see little COVID spikes happening, though. I mean, you want your event to be happening when we're in a little kind of COVID trough as opposed to a COVID peak, don't you?
I suppose, look, both events that we're speaking about at the moment, we have the massive advantage that we're outdoor.
Yes.
And, you know, you really can get away from everybody and still have a great day out. So I suppose we have that advantage. And the country now, I think we've started to manage living with COVID. And that's where we needed to get to. And I think we're at that point now.
Well, listen, Hugo Jellett's on the line as well. He's the organiser of the Salty Dog, the Trailer Park, Berlin House, Bike Island, Providencia areas at Electric Picnic. Local as well to the Laois area. Hugo, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, as a Laois man then, as someone from this part of the world, living in this part of the world, can you give us a sense of how important EP is, the National Ploughing, and other events, the events industry for the Midlands?
I think we start talking about them on the first day of January and stop talking about them in 10 years' time. That's how important they are. It's become an artery for so many people in Laois, and the consortium of us lot that run those various stages. You mentioned Electric Picnic and the incredible work that's done at the Paring Championships that comes from Laois people and comes from people who find their industry, whether it's in the steel providers or the timber providers or any of the services that come locally. It's crucial and critical to the feeding of all of their families and to the creation of all these incredible cultural enterprises and agricultural enterprises. And you know, there's simply no end to the importance of it to us and to my family and to Thomas's family and Marie's family, to what it does to us and all of our neighbours. So yes, it's boundless.
Anna-Marie, Hugo said, you know, we start talking about it on January 1st. I'd guess you start planning an awful lot earlier than January 1st for the next year's ploughing, do you?
We do, but like that all kind of, you know, went up in the air too with COVID. You know, yeah. I mean, we were supposed to be in Carlow in 2020, then we were supposed to be in Laois 21, and then, where are we and what year are we? You know, I think we kind of have to keep stopping every so often and say, okay, which year is it now? Where are we? Because you start to just stop, you start to just stop. But look, that's all behind us now. And yes, look, because I suppose the nature of our event, we need a couple of 100 acres of ploughing ground and trade arena. So we have to have a couple of years ahead of ourselves. The infrastructure scheduling is quite similar for a lot of events. I suppose the fact that we have trade stands, we have to start building them a little bit earlier than other events. But there's so much planning. The day of a festival or the day of something like the ploughing, they're the easy days for the organisers. It's done. It's happening itself. It takes a life of its own at that point. But, you know, the build-up, the work involved behind the scenes of everybody and every little part of the jigsaw is important to make it all happen.
Well, listen, I know lots of people listening, certainly judged by the text line, they are looking forward to all of that planning coming to fruition, whether it's at the ploughing, Electric Picnic or anywhere
tickets,
else.
By the way, now, I know Thomas and Hugo probably don't have any more tickets, but we do have tickets for the ploughing. Yeah,
Thomas certainly doesn't say that for EP anyway.
So yeah. You can still go to npa.ie and get tickets, and we're on the 20th to the 22nd of September, and we'd love to see everybody.
Well, I can't recommend it highly enough.
Great.
Have an absolute ball.
You're
with
going
the family. Anyway. I am going to be there, Anna-Marie, you can be sure of that. Anna-Marie McHugh from the National Ploughing Association, Thomas Cosby from Stradbally Hall, where of course the Electric Picnic is held, amongst other things, including the steam rally this weekend, if you want to pop in and visit that as well. And Hugo Jellett was on the line. He's the organiser of Salty Dog, the Trailer Park Berlin House, Bike Island, Providencia areas at Electric Picnic. Listen, thank you all very much for joining us here at the Collection Hotel in Laois. We are here as part of the summer tour on News Talk. We'll have all your business news next.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.